Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. As everyone begins to come into the room this wonderful Sunday, April the 7th, the first Sunday of the month of April, I hope that you all have had a wonderful, positive, productive weekend. I want to talk to you about some very, very important things as we do on our show each and every time. And I want to start off by saying thank God and praise the Lord from whom all blessings flow. And our God is an awesome God. He's a mighty God. And I just want to praise him and thank him for everything. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's a good God. And so as I continue to wait, we're live on Instagram Live. We are live on Instagram. Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Instagram. We're live on Instagram. And in 1 minute, we're going to be live on Facebook at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook. So I'm adding the description right now. And give me 1 moment, and we're going to go into a prayer. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so that's done. Let's hit there. And so praise God from whom all blessings flow. All right. I want to open up with a prayer, and I want to thank God and praise God from whom all blessings flow. And I want to start off with saying that we love Pastor Murray, Pastor Cecil Chip Murray. And hallelujah, praise God. We lost a great warrior, Pastor Cecil Chip Murray, who was my pastor for over 30 years at First Hamby Church, Los Angeles. After serving at First Hamby Church for so many years, he was very vocal in the civil rights movement, very vocal in the Rodney King riots, and so many people and so many different celebrities have come to his church on so many different times. And we are grateful and gratified and wonderful that, hallelujah, praise God. It was just amazing. And the work that he has done. So I want to start off by saying I'm sending my deepest condolences and sympathies to Tammy Murray and all of the Murray family and our pastor, Cecil Chip Murray, who did amazing, amazing things. Hallelujah, praise God, from whom all blessings fall. Amazing things. Amen. So I'm having a problem with Facebook here, but this is normal. But you can always call in. You can call in at 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. You know, there's always something going on with Facebook all the time. That's why we have to find another platform besides Facebook. And I don't mean to put down Facebook, but it seems like whenever I want to do a show about God or something that's positive and uplifting, then that's when these type of things take place and they happen. So it's nothing new. It's just part of the game. But I want to praise God from whom all blessings flow. And let's come out of here. And let's see. Let's go out of here. Because this takes up time, a lot of time to do this. And I already had it already set up, but let's do this. Let's go here. Let's go off of this. And let's go here. And let's go there. And let's see here. Let's go here. All right, so let's turn that back on and let's just hold this up here and let's see what happens. Okay, so let's take this and move this over here, and we're going to get started in just a minute. Sometimes we have these kind of things come up. It's, you know, it's natural. Okay, so here we are. So we're live. And there we go. So Again, we're on Facebook Live and we're on Instagram Live at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. Facebook Live and Instagram Live on Eddie Justice Jones Jr. Again, I'm giving a tribute to Pastor Cecil Chip Murray, who was my pastor for, like I said, over 30 years. He was my pastor at First Hand Me Los Angeles. He taught me a lot about the civil rights movement. I was a civil rights activist and an advocate for civil rights for many, many years, and I still do advocate to this day for civil rights, and I think civil rights is something that we should always stand up for. And I learned so much at First Hand Me Church from Pastor Cecil Chip Murray. He just passed away a day and a half ago, and I'm going to miss him. And when he first said you're going to be a great civil rights leader, and he told me that when we were in a meeting, hey, Edith, how are you? God bless you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And he sent me out in the wilderness to Martin Luther King Hospital, where I did a 4.5-year internship as a chaplain before I became a minister. I was a chaplain and then a deacon, and from a deacon I became a minister, and from a minister now I am a pastor. And I just praise God from whom all blessings flow. So before I go into the prayer, I just want to do a song. I don't own the rights to this song, and I just want to share with you. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Yes, Father. Thank you, Edith, so much for your condolences. Heavenly Father, as we begin the sermon, God, as we begin the church discernment, let the message today, as we continue in our second series, God, on fighting with the flesh. God, I ask that you bless the sick and shut in. I ask that you bless the homeless. I ask that you bless the families right now that are in need of a job. I ask that you bless the people who are looking for work and can't find it. I ask that you bless the people to get out and vote this year so that we can have a very good turnout for our voting and our rights and our democracy. Father, I just thank you, God. Bless everybody who's on the line, and bless their family members and anybody that has a prayer request, God. I know you already know before they ask what they need. Provide them with the things that they need. And I thank you, God, for everything. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you so much, Edith. I appreciate that. Now, I want to start off we're doing a series on the flesh for this month. And we're not going to stop the series. We're just going to keep on going. We're going to keep on flowing. And so on Instagram, you can go to Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Instagram, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Instagram. And if you can't get through on Facebook, for whatever reason it might be, it's still Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook as well. Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Instagram. If you want to call in, you dial 646-787-8064, 646-787-8064. Now, what I want to say to you, if Facebook starts to act up and it starts to mess up and you have Instagram, please go over to Instagram at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Instagram. Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Instagram. I don't control social media, but we will have another platform coming up because I don't want anything to disturb our Sunday service. I want to get the word out, and I want the people that need to hear the word to be able to get the word without a lot of distractions. The devil is full of distractions and deceiving and deception, and will do any and everything in his power to prevent us from getting the word out. But again, I'm on Instagram at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Instagram. Okay, let's go into our series is the flesh. Our sermon is how do we control our flesh? How do we control our flesh? Part two of the series, the flesh, which is the whole month of April. Every Sunday evening, I'll be talking about the flesh and how we can overcome our flesh, because our flesh is what keeps us getting into certain situations that sometimes we don't need to be in. But last week, we talked about how bad the flesh is. This week, on this Sunday, we're talking about what we can do to keep our flesh from getting into trouble, because there's things that we can do to keep our flesh from getting into trouble. Amen. Praise God. And I have some scriptures for you, and I want to share with you these scriptures, and I hope that you write them down and let them become applicable to you. And then before we close out this evening, I want to close out with my second tribute to Pastor Cecil L. Chip Murray, who was my pastor for over 30 years, who taught me a whole lot about life, about God, about my ministry, and if I was even called to be in the ministry. He, you know, kept me on point, taught me how to be a better man, and showed me how to be a leader, not only in my community, but around the United States of America. Chandra Daniels, God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you so much, Chandra, for your condolences and sympathies. Thank you so very much. I'm still emotional. I'm still emotional. Thank you, Aunt Edith. Because he was like, not only was he my pastor, but he was like a father figure, especially after my father passed away. He said, "You're my son." You know how he talks. "You know you're my son, Eddie Jones." And I'll never forget his voice and his tactics of leadership and his, you know, even during the Rodney King riots, he used me to bring the community together, to give speeches, to talk on the news and everything else. He kept his doors open to assist me in so many different areas of my life. And he motivated me to meet with people. I mean, I never knew I was going to actually meet Suge Knight, but my assignment was to work and pray with Suge Knight. And we brought Suge Knight to First Family, and I met him and his wife and his son and prayed with him and talked to him and got to know him and stuff. And a whole bunch of different celebrities and politicians and governors. And I had the privilege to meet more than one occasion with Minister Farrakhan, at that time Antonio Villaraigosa, the mayor, and so many congresspeople. And it's just unbelievable. But praise God, from whom all blessings flow. And that's why I sung that song this evening, Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Our sermon is, how do we control our flesh? Because we can't control our flesh. We don't have to allow our flesh to control us. I mean, but our flesh is constantly looking for a way to control us, as you know, this body. But we can overcome that. And this is part two of our series, The Flesh. Our first scripture comes from Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. And thank you so much, honey. Thank you. Our first scripture from Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, and it reads, and I want you to let this sink into your heart. God heals all the wounds of sin, cures the sickness of evil, and restores us into full spiritual health. Now, this is what God will do with your flesh. Amen. Have you ever gotten sickness in your flesh, like, you know, whatever it might be? You had an aching pain, or you had a 24-hour virus, or you had the flu, and then you read Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, and in less than 24 hours, you start feeling like a new person, because God heard your prayer. Your prayer went up, and your blessing came down. And I want to read Exodus 15 and 26 one more time. God heals all the wounds of sin, not some, but all. Cures the sickness of evil. So when that evil is coming over you to work in your flesh, God says he cures the sickness of evil and restores us into the full spiritual health. And sometimes our spirit can get messed up, and our spirit is what controls what should be controlling our flesh. Not the devil and the evil spirits, but the Spirit of God, if that makes sense. I would like for you to allow that to sink into the resonance of your heart and mind. Tonight we're talking about how our flesh can be helped to keep us on the right track with God. We know what our flesh can do at the club. We know what our flesh can do after a couple of drinks. We know what our flesh can do if we're antagonized and tempted by sex, or tempted by drugs, or tempted by food, or tempted by lying or stealing or killing or cheating. Our flesh can tempt us to do it. And then when we finish doing it, we're like, oh God, what did I just do? No, stop before you do it, amen? Praise God, stop before you do it and seek Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. And now I want to go from Exodus 15 and 26, and I want to go to Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17. Again, we're talking about how the flesh can be taken care of to the point in the spirit. We don't have to worry about being tempted by the devil. Doesn't mean that we're not going to get tempted, but if we apply God's word to our heart and to our mind, then we don't have to worry about that, because God's word will help us to protect us. It's just like when you know that something is wrong and you have to have the Spirit of God for you to know what to do right to keep you from doing wrong. Amen? So let me read to you Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17. Please write it down. God restores health and heals physical and emotional wounds. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to say this one more time. If we get messed up on Facebook and we can't get you back, please come over to Instagram at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Instagram, because I don't want to lose anybody. I want you guys to be able to hear this, but we're having challenges with Facebook this evening, but we're not having any challenges with Instagram. Amen. I see you on Instagram. I see you. God bless you. Hope you can stay with us, Chandra Daniels, and thank you, Edie, for the scripture. I want to read it one more time. Because God will help us with our flesh, and I have several scriptures that I will share with you that you can reach out to and make applicable to your flesh and your spirit so that you'll stay on the right track and you will not allow the flesh to tempt you. And when I say the flesh, I mean your ears. You can hear bad things and spread bad news with your tongue, your mouth. Your eyes can see bad fleshy things. And your nose can smell bad fleshy things, or your mind can think with the flesh and get you in a situation where you go, I shouldn't have done that to the person that I love so much. If you love them so much, then why did you do it? You don't love them because if you did love them, you wouldn't allow the temptation to take over you to make you do something against the person that you love. So make these scriptures applicable. Right now we're at Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17, and it reads, God restores health and heals physical and emotional wounds. And we have, and I say we because every human being has went through some sort of emotional wound. Just, you know, like I know a father who just lost his daughter in a car accident. His daughter was killed in a car accident because the guy that was driving the car was under the influence of alcoholic beverages, which the spirits took over his flesh. And even though they were saying, please stop driving so fast, the devil just kept on driving. And when the devil hit that vehicle, she was thrown from the vehicle, where she died instantly. And the young man in the back seat died instantly. However, the driver, who was under the influence of spirits, demonic spirits, did not die. Do they ever? They always get out. And he had the audacity to get out and run. Thank God for the community members who chased him down and held him to the ground until the police arrived. He killed two people because of his spirit that took over his flesh. With that being said, I want to go into another scripture, Psalms 107, verse 20. Yes, Facebook keeps fading in and out. I know. I hope we didn't lose everybody because of that. Go to Instagram, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Instagram. You can still see me. And next week we'll find something better than Facebook. Psalms 107, verse 20. Psalms 107, verse 20, and it reads, God sends out his word and heals, rescuing them from the grave. Now listen, Psalms 107 and 20, God sends out his word and heals and rescuing them from the grave. Now the devil will come and get in your spirit and have you going right to your grave. You could even die. But the Spirit of God wants to rescue your flesh from the grave. Amen. The good Spirit of God wants to rescue you from getting to the point to where you are in the grave. You know, like, have you ever, like, somebody said, hey, you know, that's my husband, you know, leave my husband alone. This is a true story. And I'm testifying. The flesh took over this young lady who kept messing around with a married man. And the wife told the young lady, I'm warning you, leave my husband alone. And in the Bible, if you read it, says there's nothing worse than an angry husband or an angry wife. It's in the Bible. You can look it up. Well, anyway, this true story is this young lady kept messing around with the woman's husband. And the woman caught her in the car with her husband. She politely stopped at the light, got out of the vehicle, and shot the woman in the head. And she pleaded insanity, and she won. She did not go to prison. She won based on emotional insanity. And it was, they tried to say it was premeditated, but she just saw her with her husband and she went crazy. Imagine everything you do with your significant other. You laugh with them, you talk with them, you sleep with them, eat with them, everything. You buy them stuff, you do stuff for them, and that's you between you and your husband or you and your wife, you know, doing all these great things for each other. And then somebody on the outside just comes along in their flesh and tempts the other person's flesh. And then now you got trouble at home and outside the home because you let your flesh be your guide. You let temptation tempt your flesh to be your guide. And now you've ruined a 20-year marriage or a 15-year marriage or a 10-year marriage or a 5-year marriage. But I want to let you know in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, praise God, there's no place like home. The grass may look greener on the other side, but there's no place like home. Can't nobody, and I mean can't nobody do me like Jesus. Amen? Praise God. I know I'm talking to somebody out there right now. Somebody needs to hear this message. And it can mess up a relationship with your mom or your dad, your sister or your brother, you know, a cousin, a niece or a nephew. And what if you were best cousins with somebody and then you messed up your best relationship with your family member over some flesh? Or you messed up a good thing at your job over some flesh. And that's the problem right there. The devil, he's busy. He's busy at the job. He's busy at the grocery store. He's busy at school. He's busy everywhere. He's trying to kill, steal, and destroy. The devil don't want us to have a good relationship. Amen? The devil wants us to, he wants to destroy your relationship. He wants to destroy you. If he can, he will. And let's just take a closer look. I want to go to Psalms 147, verse 2, because we're talking about how to heal the flesh this week. Last week, we were talking about how the flesh can be condemned in Scripture, how evil the flesh can be. But this week, we want to put the right things that the eyes can see. We want to put the right things that the ears can hear. We want to put the right things that the nose can smell, the right things that can come out of the mouth to help the flesh and not kill the flesh or destroy the flesh. because that's what the devil wants you to do. That's why the serpent came, the devil came as a serpent, and he tempted Eve and said, you won't die. You won't die if you eat off this tree of knowledge and wisdom. But see, she was tempted in the flesh by the devil. And Adam came home from naming the animals and the trees and the dogs and bees and whatever, and realized what she, the significance of what she had done and how bad it was. It was terrible. But he didn't want to go without her. He didn't want to do without his wife, the woman that God made for him. So what did he do? He ate off the apple too. And boy, did it cause a lot of trouble for our flesh. So much trouble. Let me go to Psalms 147, verse 2, and it reads, he heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. And when you, hey, Gloria Majors, hey, how are you? Praise God. God bless you. Thank you. When we get wounded in our life or brokenhearted in our life, if somebody did something to you that wasn't right, if somebody bullied you when you were growing up, if somebody called you names when you were growing up, if you were molested when you were growing up, or raped when you were growing up, whatever it is, male or female, God, in Psalms 147, verse 2, God said he heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. So you don't have to live in your past about what happened to you. Amen. Praise God for healing. Praise God for bandages. Praise God for heals of a broken heart. Hallelujah. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14. And it reads, hallelujah. Write it down. O Lord, if you heal me, I will be truly healed. If you save me, I will be truly saved. My praises are for you alone. So we have to know that we know that God is working on healing us from whatever bad things that happened in our past. And we've all had bad things happen in our past. I remember people didn't like me because of whatever reason it was. And they called me names. And I was being bullied by those people. But then one day, those same people that were bullying me said, hey, man, I saw you on TV. I saw you doing civil rights. I said, thank you. God bless you. And I didn't say nothing bad about them. I didn't try to get them back. But those same people who I saw on the way up, I saw them falling on their way down. I bought them sandwiches before. I paid for them to have a whole meal before and didn't think twice about it. Because that's the work of God. That is the work of God. God said, don't worry about your enemy. I will drop them at your feet. And slowly but surely and purely, God has done just that. Hallelujah. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Don't worry about going to get that person back. Don't keep thinking about when that person did whatever they did to you in your past when you were a kid or when you were a teenager. That's dead and gone. But God is alive and well. And he will heal you from any trauma that you might have went through in your life. Don't let your flesh lead you to wickedness. Don't let your flesh get you tempted and messed up in your life. Don't let your flesh mess up your relationship with your family members or your good tight friends that you've been knowing for 30 years. Ain't nobody worth messing that friendship up. And definitely don't let nobody mess up your marriage or your relationship. Stay focused on God. And watch God bless your marriage and your relationship. Amen. Praise God. Let's go to Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Now, we're talking about how to make things right with God, how to make things right with our flesh. And as long as we stay good with God, God will help us to lead us to make sure that our flesh is not, because temptation is going to be there every single day. As soon as you wake up, temptation is going to be knocking at your door. Hallelujah. Praise God. temptation will knock at your door and see if you're going to open it. All you got to do is look through the peephole and see that it ain't right, and you don't have to open that door. You can keep that door locked. Amen. Acts 10 and 38 reads, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. So when you want to get healed from Jesus, God Almighty, call his name. Tell him all about your troubles. A little time with Jesus will make everything all right. So tell him all about all your troubles. A little time with Jesus will make it all right. He hears your prayers. He knows your heart before you even ask. It doesn't take a whole lot to say, hey, God, I got a problem. I have a problem with my flesh, and I need help. We had a brother James call in last week saying that he was having a problem with his. He testified it on during the sermon last week for those who were with us. And my heart, I'm still keeping you in prayer, Brother James. If you're on with us right now, we're praying for you right now. And he said that a woman broke his heart and hurt him. And you know what? I just want to be honest. These days, life for relationships is almost like a light switch. You turn it on and turn it off in a second and have no considerations for the person's feelings that you hurt, no considerations for what it's going to do for you. And for people who have that type of heart, hardened heart, a black heart, that can go out there and do those kind of things. Hey, Sister Yolanda, God bless you, Minister Yolanda. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. We're talking about, we're doing a series about the flesh, and we're sticking on our series. This is part two of the flesh. Last week, we talked about how the flesh was bad and what the bad flesh can do. This week, we're talking about how to keep our flesh in the good. So for the good things that our flesh can do, if we keep the right food inside of our spirit, which is the word of God. And that's why I'm going over these scriptures, because it's not just one scripture. There's several scriptures throughout the Bible that tells you how to take care of your flesh, which is your temple, so that you won't be tempted by what you see with your eyes. You won't be tempted by what you hear with your ears. You won't be tempted about what you say out of your mouth. You won't be tempted by what you think in your mind. If your mind is on Jesus, you're going to be all right. If your mind is on God, you're going to be all right. Amen. But if your mind is on the world and the things of the world, then you're not going to be all right. And if the devil sees you and knows you're easy in the spirit to take advantage of, he's going to be throwing all kinds of the kitchen sink and everything else at you, trying to tempt you to do something wrong. I want to read so far. Thank you for keeping up with the scriptures, Edith. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it reads, then Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your soul. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Yolanda. She said, blessings, Pastor and Lady Jones and everyone. Thank you so much, Minister Yolanda. God bless you for all the words that you bring forth. Now, I want to tell you, this is healing. God said, if you're having a problem in your flesh, do you hear Matthew 11 and 28 and 29? Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. I don't care what it is. I don't care how big it is, how small it is. God said, if you want that mountain to be moved in your life, excuse me, you just have to have faith and believe that God will move that mountain. Now, what the mountain is, I don't know. The mountain in your life could be cookies and ice cream. The mountain in your life could be hamburgers and french fries. The mountain in your life could be alcohol. The mountain in your life could be drugs. The mountain in your life could be sex. But whatever the mountain is in your life that the flesh, that the devil's trying to tempt you in, God can help you weather that storm. Amen. Somebody needs to hear this right now. You're doing just fine until you see those cookies and all that ice cream. And next thing you know, you're 5 pounds overweight because you kept eating the cookies and the ice cream. But you know, it's a sin to eat too much. And so if you want to, and I'm just using this as a hypothetical example. We're talking about ice cream and cookies. It could be something else. It could be sweet potato pie. It could be apple pie with ice cream on top. It could be chocolate, double chocolate chip cookies. But whatever it is that's tempting you in the flesh, if you go to Matthew 11, 28 and 29, and if you're being tempted about sex, you're being tempted at the job, you're being tempted wherever you go, you always got it on your mind, and you need to get it off your mind, you need to go to God in prayer, and you need to fast and pray, and know that you know that you know that God, your faith is going to help you to get the healing that you're looking for. The reason why a lot of people ask and they don't receive is because they don't have faith in what they're asking for. And what does it say? What does it say in Hebrew 11 and 1? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I paraphrase that by saying, you can't see the air you breathe, can you? No, but it keeps you alive. You can't see God, but he's always there. Hallelujah. Let me read to you Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. Hallelujah. Just let the words and the scripture sink into the resonance of your heart and mind. But and it reads, Isaiah 53 and 5, and it reads, hallelujah, thank you, Edith. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. We don't know what Jesus went through. I mean, they depict it, you know, and they tell us, but can you imagine walking in the shoes of Jesus? I don't think so. But we still wake up in the morning. We got to carry our own cross. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. That's right, Sister Yolanda. He was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And God bless you too, Sister Chandra Daniels, Sister Yolanda, Sister Gloria, Sister Edith, and everybody else who's on the line that's listening. Praise God for you. Hallelujah. Oh, my gosh. You know, God, he works diligently to forgive you for the sins of the flesh. A lot of people go, oh, I feel so bad because I did this and I did that. And I know God is never going to forgive you. Well, the devil's like, keep saying that because your words have power. Your words do have power. And if you want to use your words to have power to give to the devil to continue to tempt you in your flesh, then you already lost your battle. What battle already? You didn't give it to God. You didn't lay it and leave it at the altar with God. But he's always forgiven us for our sins that we commit. And if we come to God in prayer and we ask God faithfully to forgive us and have faith in what we're asking for and then walk what we're talking about. Don't just talk about it. Walk it. Run with it. Speak it into existence. Let's go to Psalms. Hold on. Let me see. Make sure I get this right. I apologize. Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Peter chapter 2, verse 24, and then we'll go to that Psalms. Hallelujah. We'll go to Psalms next. But Peter chapter 2, verse 24, and it reads, He personally carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. But his wounds, by his wounds, we are healed by the wounds of Jesus. He took away our sins. That means that if it wasn't for Jesus, I mean, where would we be right now? Wow. Just think about it. Okay, Psalms 103, verse 2 and 3. That's 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Yes. I'm sorry. Yes, 1 Peter. Yes, chapter 2, verse 24. That's right. Okay, so now let me go to, I want to keep this while it's still hot. Psalms 103, verse 2 and 3. Psalms 103, verse 2 and 3. And let me, just for a second here, let me go. Look here. Okay. There we go. All right, I want to share something with you really quick because I want to go back to our first opening scripture before I go to Psalms 103, verse 2 and 3. Our opening scripture was Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, and it reads, okay, If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commands and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians. So at that time, you know, the Egyptians didn't want to do what was right. And then the Israelites got out there in the wilderness, they didn't want to do what was right. So they were out there for 40 years. Because they didn't want to do, they, you know, Moses up there get Ten Commandments. They're up there, you know, making a golden calf and drinking wine and doing who knows what they were doing. Who knows what in the world they were doing, but they weren't doing what God wanted them to do. So let me go to, I just want to put that on your heart. But let's scoot over to Psalms 103, verse 2 and 3. And it reads, Praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. This is why I'm talking about the good things that can happen for the flesh tonight. Not just the bad things. Last week was about the bad things about the flesh. This series, part two of the flesh, is about the good things that can happen for the flesh if we apply the right scriptures and we pray to God the right way and we tell God all about it. Amen. Tell God all about it. With that being said, I want to go back here to Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Okay, and then I want to leave there. No, Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17. I'm sorry, I'm jumping all around because all of these are applicable. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17. God restores health and heals physical and emotional wounds. God can heal your emotional and physical wounds in your flesh. Amen. Do you believe that? You got to know that you know. Amen. God will heal you. He'll heal your flesh. He'll heal your physical wounds and your emotional wounds. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. Jeremiah 30 and 17. And then Psalms 107, verse 20. Psalms 107, verse 20. It reads, God sends out his word and heals, rescuing them from the grave. Now, when I say God is rescuing you from the grave in your flesh, imagine you go out, you want to go to the club one night and have a good time and party a little bit so you can get up and go to church the next morning. And then you go to the club and there's a shooting and a bullet hits you. Well, and you die. Well, you went to the grave because you was busy trying to please your flesh. You was out there shaking it like it's hot and dropping it like it's hot. And all of a sudden they start shooting and a straight bullet hits you and kills you. But if you wouldn't have been there, if you would have been at home preparing your clothes for Sunday school, for church the next morning, you wouldn't have had to deal with that. But the devil knew you was going to be there. That's why he was there. already messing around with the person that he wanted to do the shooting, who had the devil in them. Amen? Praise God, from whom our blessings flow. They already had the devil in them. They were looking for a reason. You notice when a killer always wants to start an argument with somebody before, so he can get a reason to have to use his gun to kill somebody. Over senseless. Amen. Praise God, from whom our blessings flow. I want to go back to some scripture here. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Psalms 41, verse 3. Psalms 41, verse 3. And I want to thank you all for listening. I want to thank you for being a part. I want to thank you for bringing, you know, writing down the scriptures. I thank everybody, Sister Yolanda, Minister Yolanda, Gloria, everybody that's on. Praise God. Thank you, Edith. Thank you, everybody. Praise your name. My wife, thank you, honey, for being a part. Thank you for listening. But Psalms 41 and 3. The Lord nurses them when they are sick and restores them to health. Amen. God will restore you to health in your flesh. And you know the sad part is that the flesh is so bad that it destroys the relationships between sisters and brothers, between uncles and aunts, between father and mother, and between father and son and mother and son. Because of all the fleshly sins that can be committed right within the family that people do to hurt each other. And they know what they're doing when they do it. And I'm just using this as a hypothetical example. It was a show that my wife would be watching. And I told her one day, I said, there's not one good episode, not one. I mean, I think it's called Paternity Court. I had to stop watching it. I just quit watching it because there was not one good Paternity Court on there. Every one, the woman would get pregnant and she would be pregnant, but messing around with her husband's brother, or he would be messing around with her sister or her cousin. It just was nothing good on that program. Not one good thing. Everything had to do with the flesh. They could not even stay committed to each other. They could not be committed to one another at all. I kept looking for an episode where I could find one couple that was committed to each other throughout the whole relationship, and it just wasn't. And it just goes to show you how busy the devil is destroying people's relationships and marriages and understandings between families. And this is why families get separated and they don't even speak to each other anymore. Amen. Hey, Sister Darlene Anderson, thank you. I saw your speeches, and thank you for everything that you talked about with education and school. But we're still talking about the flesh right now and all the temptation in the flesh that destroys relationships completely. And I don't know why people can't say no. I don't understand why they can't say no. Is their flesh that tempted that they just have to do it? Anyway, let me go back to the word, okay, because it's almost time to close out. Golly. So I want to go, because we're talking about how God can heal your flesh. So go to Mark chapter 1, verse 34. Mark chapter 1, verse 34. And it reads, so Jesus healed many people who were sick with various diseases. And he cast out many demons, but because the demons knew who he was, he did not allow them to speak. See, the devil will get in your ear, amen? That's why I say you got to watch these ears. What goes into your ear goes into your mind. And what goes into your eyes goes into your mind. And what comes from your tongue came from your mind. And if your mind is already on that level of destruction, amen, that's why some things we can't even watch on TV, like I told you about Paternity Court, because it sends out a subliminal message. And the devil is busy with them folk. And my wife said, honey, let's just not even watch it. And she was right. Because when you see it so much, you know that it's the reality of the world. It's not, no way in the world you can have 150 shows and they all have infidelity. Every one of them have infidelity. Not one show came on where they could say, I did not mess around on you and you did not mess around on me. The devil is busy destroying relationships, mother and daughter, you know, if you, father and son, sister and brother, brother and brother, cousins, aunties. It just, we got to overcome our flesh and not let our flesh be our guide. Hallelujah, praise God. I want to go to James chapter 5, verse 14, and we're going to begin to close out because I want to do a special tribute to the late Dr. Cecil L. Chip Murray. And on my show tomorrow, I'll be doing a special tribute to Dr. Cecil L. Chip Murray on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. James chapter 5, verse 14, and it reads, is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of Jesus. And sometimes we get tempted in our flesh, and instead of going to get a healing, we just let it linger on. And this is why we get tempted with temptation all the time. And we see all these subliminal messages on TV that can destroy us, that tell us, all right, we listen to this worldly music to say it's okay to go out and do whatever you're doing. It's okay to go out and do whatever you're going to do to somebody else and think that God doesn't have any repercussions. Everything you do, there are repercussions for it. I don't care what you do. I might not be the one to pay you back because I'm not the one, but God is the one, and he knows your life from day one to day none. He knows everything you've done, everything you said, everything you thought, everything you've seen. So that's why we're doing a series on the flesh. Last week, our series again, let me reiterate one more time. Our series was about the bad part of the flesh and the scriptures that tells you about the bad things that people are doing in the flesh. This week, our scriptures are on the good things that can help heal your flesh to keep you away from that type of sin. Is temptation great? Yes, it is. Is our walk with God greater? It can be if we allow it to be. A little talk with Jesus makes it all right. A little walk with Jesus makes it all right. Amen. Praise God. So I want to begin to close out. And when you get on your sick bed, and you will, we all get sick sometimes. Yes, James 5 and 14. Sometimes we have to, every day I have to say, God, I don't know what sin I committed, but hallelujah, can you heal me from that sin? So let's go to Psalms 41 and 4. Psalms 41 and 4. And it reads, as for me, I said, O Lord, be gracious to me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. Psalms 41 and 4. As for me, I said, O Lord, be gracious to me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. So when you get into a situation where your flesh is trying to take you over or has taken you over, you need to go to 41 and Psalms 41, 4, and you need to say, as for me, I said, O Lord, be gracious to me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. And God will hear your prayer. Amen. Amen, Sister Yolanda. Amen, Sister Edie. Amen, amen, Gloria. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But let's go one scripture over 41 and 4. Let's go to 41 and 3, and I'm going to close with 41 and 3. Hallelujah. Praise God. Psalms 41 and 3, and it reads, the Lord sustains him on his sick bed in his illness, restore him to full health. See, when you're on your sick bed, God will restore you to full health. Give up all your flesh to God, from your court and roundabout place to your holiest place to your most holiest place. It all belongs to God. Everything about our flesh belongs to God. Oh, will the devil try to tempt us? Oh, yes, he will. He'll tempt you with all kinds of stuff. He'll tempt you with some purses and shoes. He'll tempt you with some cards. He'll tempt you with money. And he will definitely tempt you with the flesh. And he'll tempt you with so many other things. Sometimes we don't even know what we're being tempted by on that day. But we must be vigilant and pay attention and see what's happening around us. When a smooth talker is coming to us to talk us smooth out of our social security or our paycheck or our groceries for our children or whatever it might be. The devil is cunning. He's sly, slick, and wicked. He comes in a very nice looking sheep clothing, but up under that sheep clothing, there's a wolf with some very sharp teeth. There's no light in the devil at all, period. Even though he was a fallen angel, he could sing. But he's a very big tempter. And that's why you see a lot of these celebrities. And that's why I tell kids, those are not your role models. I just had a football player racing his super fast car on the freeway, and he'll hit several cars. And what kind of example is that for our young people? Because he was drinking and under the influence. Now, I'm not saying any names. What kind of sports person will get on the football field or the basketball court and start a big old fight? And that's what we want our kids to be like? No, I don't think so. Or this big old celebrity out here making all this money, bling-blinging around town, fighting with people, starting, shooting people, killing people, maiming people, raping people. No, I don't want you to be like that either, okay? If you want to be a follower of someone who sets a good example, follow somebody who's following God. Follow someone who is on fire with Jesus. Follow somebody who talks about God all the time, walks with God all the time, tells other people about God all the time. We should be with like-minded people. When they say birds of a feather flock together, it don't have to be evil folk. It could be good folk for God. Amen? But be careful who you sow your seeds with. Be careful who you drink with and who you eat with. Be careful who says, hey, come here. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what's going on. No, God will show you what's going on. You don't need them to tell you. God will show you what's going on. Ask God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to close out right now. And our sermon was how do we control our flesh, part two of the series. And the series called The Flesh. And our first scripture was Exodus 15 and 26. Our second scripture was Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17. And our third scripture was Psalms 107, verse 20. And thank you guys for writing them all down. I want to close it right now. And I want to pray right now. Heavenly Father, I ask that you bless my pastor, Cecil L. Chip Murray's family, his niece, his son, and all the ones that I know, my entire First AME family, Grant AME family, Philadelphia AME family, and all the AME families. Lord, let your blessings go up at the loss of Pastor Cecil Chip Murray, God, who I was a member in his church for over 30 years. He taught me so many things about civil rights, human rights, and constitutional rights. He taught me so many things about how to, you know, tell somebody about God. I remember the last time I stood in the pulpit to preach. I just thank you, God, for his leadership, for his motivation, his direction, and his walk with God. that touched so many lives. I thank you, God. I ask that you bless me and my wife. I ask that you bless our family. I ask that you bless everybody on this call, everybody on Facebook Live or Instagram Live. Bless them, God, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. I thank you for each and every one of them. I thank you for them joining us. I thank you for them listening to the word and hearing the teachings. Lord, bless the sick and shut in. Bless the homeless. Bless the jobless. Bless those who are seeking to do right and for whatever reason they're battling with their flesh, God. Help them to learn the word of God so that they won't have a problem with battling with their flesh. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Praise your name, God. And may the words that are coming from my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. I just want to, hallelujah. I don't own the rights to this song. Amen. But we sung this song. Hey, Evangelist, how are you? How are you, Evangelist? Marty Scott, God bless you. I will keep you guys posted on when Reverend Cecil Chip Murray's funeral is. I'll let you guys know in advance for whoever wants to participate or watch it live on the website. I'll let you know, and I'll keep you abreast. I just can't. I've been in all the choirs at the church, and I've been on the praise team too, but this song right here always sticks in my heart. Well, there's two things. One of them was, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above the heavenly host. Praise Father. Oh, we're having a Facebook is going out. Well, praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. And then, of course, it wouldn't be right if we didn't do, just wanna praise you forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me. Blessings and honor and glory, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. Just wanna praise you forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. God bless you. God keep you. I hope you have a wonderful, beautiful, blessed week. Oh, one announcement. Tomorrow morning is the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights. Tomorrow we'll be giving a special tribute to none other than Dr. Cecil L. Chip Murray. And we're going to talk about the eclipse. And guess what? My wife pulled the telescope out the garage, and we're going to set it up, and we're going to look at the moon. How about that? The eclipse. Well, have a wonderful evening. God bless you. God keep you. God guide you. God direct you. Don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. Stay on fire with Jesus, and he'll make everything all right. Take care. God bless.